That's a very intense. Honestly, this is a little side note. Whenever I read thing like that, something like that, doesn't it show that God's plan of salvation is a failure? Honestly, part of me is almost, I don't know if it's like the fear of the Lord, but just not even wanting to really even say that.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is a question where obviously somebody is struggling.
Yeah, which is fine. That's what the show is for. But
now I would say it's not a failure. Instead, it actually shows how mankind thinks only of themselves, not of God. I mean, like, the Bible makes that clear that, you know, the desire of man is to think only of themselves, really. Mm-hmm. Only when God stirs the hearts of people and a person responds will they actually be saved. Otherwise, the choice is theirs, you know, to reject God. God didn't want just robots who are going to automatically do whatever he wants. Instead, 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 5 says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Mm-hmm. So even here, it's saying that it's not a failure when, you know, there's a lot of people who don't believe and they end up going to hell. He gave people free will. They chose not to believe. I mean, like, he could force people to, but I mean, like, is that really loving to force someone to?
No.
So, you know, as much as it pains him to see people reject him, he gives them that choice. And that's what it's all about there.
There you go. Hey, thank you so much for that question. Keep them coming at 866-737-LIFE or via email. ATP@Life19.fm. Corin Hawthorne. What a last name, Hawthorne. It's kind of interesting. It's Unstoppable. Life 100.3.
Hold up, wait up. You can't stop this here. You can't top this here. Work too hard, my God. I'ma play my card. I'ma leave your atmosphere. It's so toxic, and I hear your gossip. I'm aware they plotting, but I got no option. And I can't be stopped, I'ma keep on walking. And my power, and my purpose, and that backbiting so worthless. And my faith on, and it's working. I'm one of one, and I'm certain that I won the battle. It's over, we did it. I'm silk, I'm C, I'm P. No limit, can't stop it. It's me and Corbin in the pocket. Got the plug and the socket.
They told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls said you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. From me, so you can say what you want. I go harder, stronger, be who I'm supposed to be. And I might make mistakes, but I don't let it break me, cause I'm still on my way. I don't believe I'm something special. Can't take that from me. So you can say what you want.
Tonight, we ask the pastor.
Since when did you get so smart? Oh, I've been smart all the time, only you didn't know it.
Pastor Andrew is in the house.
I understand you've been knocking him dead lately. Oh, we always do.
One call does it all.
866-737-LIFE.
Yeah. I'm sweating. Yeah. In 2010, thought I was doing something. And now I'm rapping with a crew or something. I guess the track don't really stick unless he's gluing something. And I never fit the shoe until I do or something. Yo, bracing myself like teeth, boy, it's the same old route on some new concrete. But homie, these tones make you get a new ID. I'm trying to do my thing, but the commute ain't cheap. I'm on a two-day week for all this rap these days. And we can still pitch the track to all the whack DJs. We're singing happy days, wearing tacky J's. And I'm just pumped that I made it out my nappy phase. Let's go.
We can turn the whole world around. I'm in the backseat, really trying to hold it down. And if you up now from the lost and found, and get your hands up high and your shoulders down, it's it. We can turn the whole world around. I'm in the backseat, really trying to hold it down. And if you up now from the lost and found, and put your hands up high and your shoulders down, it's it. About time that I get back. Yo, I'ma get back.
Here in the promised land, watch it, I promise, man. If you ain't looking close, we gon' look like an industry plan. Flex it, I really can't, cause this is a higher plan. I'm walking with the sun, so close, I'm on fire, man. Burning up, I'm so OT with a go-go tea. My fruit to bear is oh so he. I owe your beats, and rappers look like pollo meat. And for your sweet, so your soy like so low-key.
Alright, stop.
I need to smile, son. It's been a while, son.
Go ahead.
He picked me up to sit apart from all the piles, son. And I was just another kid on the block. I never did a thing to get where I got.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
We can turn the whole world around. I'm in the backseat, really trying to hold it down. And if you up now from the lost and found, and get your hands up high and your shoulders down, it's it. We can turn the whole world around. I'm in the backseat, really trying to hold it down. And if you up now from the lost and found, and put your hands up high and your shoulders down, it's it. About time that I get back. Yo, I'ma get back.
Revelation, I'm different from like a day ago. Whole lot I don't know, but Jesus is still a way to go. Of that I'm certain, regardless, whatever man recalls. Trying to make a splash like when my son be yelling, cannonball!
Cannonball!
Yeah, he like three though, similar to me though. Thinking I alone supposed to be some sort of hero. But God, he made it clear that there is power in his people. I'm writing these words, hoping he grow up as a man and kinda understand. Making an impact is better than making $100,000. If you can do both, but don't expect the harvest right when you sow. And never put money ahead, your own personal growth, so.
Turn the whole world around. I'm in the backseat, really tryna hold it down. And if you up now from the lost and found, and get your hands up high and your shoulders down, it's it. We can turn the whole world around. I'm in the backseat, really tryna hold it down. And if you up now from the lost and found, and put your hands up high and your shoulders down, it's it.
About time that I get back. Yo, I'ma get back.
Hits
right here,
yeah. On Life 100.3.
Awesome,
pop, rock, and hip hop.
This is not a game.
All the hits.
Now,
Life 100.3.
I remember late nights. I used to act like I was living young and wild. Thinking back on how I was living my life right, I was going out of my mind. I don't know why you keep on taking me back. Though sometimes I just don't know how to act. While you did that, I'm thankful.
Say, why you wanna do me like that? Say, why you wanna do me like that? Moving back and forward, out of control. I just keep on breaking your heart. I hear you calling out to me, and I give my apologies. And
so glorious, just keep us on a mission to please ya. We up 3-0 like 3-0 and amigos. Been a sweet though, we know. Put it all on the line like a free throw. Ain't free though. Love pays for the grace and the wage we owe. MG, pray my enemies don't tempt me. Use me when I do leave, I'm empty. I wear your name like a jersey. Every second I'ma rep it cause you're worthy. But you protecting ain't a weapon that can hurt me. Your word said it, it's a blessing and your mercy. I won't forget it when I hunger, you feed me. And when I'm low, know that you will never leave me. On the floor, keep crying out, forgive me and breaking the pact. But you still keep taking me back.
Keep taking me back. Say, why you wanna do me like that? Say, why you wanna do me like that?
In life, there's a couple things I know, but I can't figure out your love. Even when it seems to go too far, all I know is you keep taking me back. Yeah, keep taking me right back.
Christian Eats Life 100.3. Jordan Armstrong hanging with Terry. No, just joking. That's bad. It was Bizzle. And right back, I'm Terry Molinaro in the studio with me. Now, we have Pastor Andrew taking your questions about life, God, and the Bible. This next question, it says, what does it mean when people say Jesus rose from the dead? What does that even mean?
Yeah, I know. It's part of our Christianese, right?
Oh, I know. It's amazing the things you get accustomed to, right?
Yeah. Because, you know, you say, oh, he rose from the dead. Well, to put it simply, Jesus died on the cross. He didn't pass out because there is a theory out there. He just, you know, it's called the swoon theory where he passed out and, you know, he was buried, but he didn't actually die. He just kind of, you know, went into a coma like Satan and then eventually came out of it. That's not what we're talking about
here. Some people.
Yeah, I know. Basically, Jesus did die on the cross. He was put into a tomb. He came back to life on the third day, early in the morning. He was not revived, as I said, in the coolness of the tomb, but he came back to life. It's the most fundamental truth for the Christian faith. Our whole faith rests on that fact. I mean, like 1 Corinthians 15, verses 13 and 14 says, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. And then going down to verse 17 through 19, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. I mean, like, think about that. If Christ didn't rise from the dead, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, like, essentially, there is no need for churches. There is no need for Life 100.3, you know, at that point. But since Christ did rise from the dead, this is why we have churches. This is why we have life. And this is why we have the Bible. And we make sure that we share the message of the good news to everyone. Hmm. So that's why it's so important about why Jesus rose from the dead or why Jesus came back to life, you know, 3 days later. Hmm.